Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here on a Wednesday evening once again. A few minutes after 6 o'clock here on CKW, it's time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Take it and leave it. Yeah. And tonight on the show, wow, we got giveaways, we got special guests, we got country, roots, and big dumb rock and roll. What more could you possibly ask for? Especially after that big Sadie's Greg Keeler show last night. Huh? Wow. And how about that Sadie's Greg Keeler show tonight? Yeah, news about that coming up very soon.
All right, it's rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did this roll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back. Baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time. A long, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time since I took over love. Can't count the tears of life with no love. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back to Louisiana.
Oh, it's kind of hard to forget you, Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee Lewis from the brand new record, Last Man Standing. There he was doing, he was, Jerry Lee getting the lead out is what he was doing. Yeah, yes, indeed. Rock and roll from Jerry Lee Lewis. Wow. We might hear something else from that record before this night is over. And what a fine night it's going to be. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. Yes, indeed. It's going to be a fine one. We got stuff to give away tonight. We're not going to give away right yet. We're going to wait. We got so much to do. We're just going to wait for a while. But we do have two pairs of tickets to give away to two different events. Both very, very exciting ones. Yes, indeed. One of those exciting events coming up this Sunday. And there's a big festival celebrating it all weekend long. It's the Western Canadian Music Awards. Yes, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the big festivities Sunday night a little later in the show. Yeah, but first, let's talk about, well, just for a second, we're going to talk about another show coming up tonight. Holy moly. I don't know if you were at the Pyramid last night, but Greg Keeler was in town. You know Greg, right? Blue Rodeo, all like that. And his pals, the Sadies. You know the Sadies, right? Well, they were in town. They did a fabulous job ripping it up good at the Pyramid. And what do you know? What do you know? They're doing it again tonight at Times Change, just announced from the stage yesterday. So that's pretty exciting. You're going to have to get there pretty early, I think, to get in those doors. It's going to be fun. But yeah, there you go. Greg Keeler and, well, I don't even know if Greg's really a part of that. The Sadies announced it. And Greg never actually said he was going to be there. But what else is he going to do, right? I mean, he's in town. you know, the rest of the guys ain't going anywhere without him. So what else is he going to do but stick around? Well, he might just sit down and eat some nachos or something, but I bet he gets up a bit, huh? But the Sadies, anyways, at times change. Tonight, get there early if you want to get in. Here's a song that all them kids did last night at the Pyramid. Now, this version we're going to hear is about twice as fast as what we heard last night, but last night was still just as scorching.
And you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Well, in the summer, be all. but it's all up to you.
Hey folks, this is Ridley Bent. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I'm talking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming.
Tom
when I'm chilling, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon,
Well, let's see who we have on the line here. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yo.
Hey, Ridley. Ridley Bent, folks. The folk who you just heard there doing Suicide Winder from his album Blam. And Ridley is in town this weekend for the big WCMAs.
Yep.
And, yeah, you're up for, what is it, Songwriter of the Year?
Songwriter of the Year. Stoked.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird to me, you're being up for that award in particular, and not anything else, because it would stand to reason that the best songwriter should also be responsible for the best album, shouldn't he?
Yeah, I should have got the best album, too.
So does that mean that WCMA people find you lacking in some area?
I don't know. I feel pretty lucky that I got that one.
Yeah. And you're playing at the actual award ceremony, aren't you?
One song.
Wow, well, that should be cool. You know, it's exciting that we get to see you. I saw you just a little bit at the Folk Festival this summer. And, I mean, I'd been a fan of the record for a while, and I was a little worried about how it was going to go over just being acoustic, being as how the record is such a produced thing.
Right.
But it was. I thought it was totally natural. It just sounded great.
I wrote most of the songs acoustic. And then kind of took them in, and Chin and I worked them out.
Yeah, and the whole marriage of hip-hop and roots music isn't a totally unique concept, but it's still a pretty exclusive club. How did you come up about to do what you do?
Well, I guess I was from the hip-hop school. That's what I first started doing, is just rhyming to beats. And then... I guess my first album took so long, by the time I was doing it, I was already into country a lot. And the styles just kind of mixed, and so did the writing. So when I was thinking about a producer, I really kind of wanted to explore both genres.
Yeah. And was there, like, did anybody influence you in what you're doing?
So many people.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, as far as the mixing goes, I mean, for me, the only people that really come to mind is maybe Jim White and Chuck Prophet. Are you familiar with them?
Well, I've heard some Jim White, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Chuck Prophet.
Oh, we should get you a copy. His album, The Hurting Business, is just amazing. You'd love it.
Awesome.
We'll
is
see
he
if
Canadian?
He can... He's actually from, I believe, California, or San Francisco, actually. He used to be in a band called Green on Red, and then he was only the guitar player in that band, and then he went solo, and he'd never sung a note in his band, and then all of a sudden he's this amazing guy on his own.
Uh-huh.
But he did a real hip-hop sort of record, and totally cool. We'll have to hook you up with that one.
Definitely.
Yeah. But the whole, like I'm thinking, you know, going back to country music, like songs like Hot Rod Lincoln and Convoy and, you know, maybe
Hot
even...
Hot Rod Lincoln, that one came up today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, see, I mean, it's not that far a reach from something like that to hip-hop.
For sure, I can see where the familiarity is.
Yeah, I mean, old farts like me probably have, you know, the luxury or maybe the albatross of perspective to make statements like Hank Williams is more important than the Beastie Boys, but somebody from your age, I mean, that's not true at all.
Well, I just got into Tom T. Hall this summer, and he's from the 60s or something like that. And he's a deadly, deadly writer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, most of his stuff is pretty much story oriented.
Yeah.
You know, much like yourself.
Yeah, I'm all about the story.
Yeah. And, Well, the summer before last, your song Fruit Pickers was declared the official Twang Trust Song of the Summer on this here radio show. And but I must confess ignorance to the book that it was inspired by.
It was a book by John Steinbeck, And it's the one he wrote just before he wrote Grapes of Wrath, and it was along the same lines. And it was called In Dubious Battle. And, yeah, I like the book so much that I figured I'd try to write it in rhyme.
Was there ever a movie done on that?
I actually think there was. I think in my research that I was doing, I found out that I never actually saw the movie, but I heard there was like a black and white thing or...
It reads like it would be a great movie. But yeah. It's a fabulous song, for sure. We've been playing the heck out of that one for the last little bit. So is there... the record has been out for a while. Is there anything new in the cards?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just meeting with probably the producer today and going over the songs with him. And, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Is Chin working with you again?
A different kind of... I'm kind of like split into two different angles. And I'm going to put out a record that's very country. Very kind of my style of country, but very country.
Yeah.
And so that record I'm not doing with Chin, and I'm going to do something that's a little more on the beat-oriented side with Chin again.
Well, that sounds exciting. And, it's great. We're going to be able to get to see you this weekend at the West End Cultural Center Friday night.
That's right. I have a few shows, actually. There's definitely not the opera. I can't remember which is which.
I think that's the Friday night.
That's the Friday night. Yeah. That's right. And then there's SoCan Songwriters Workshop or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's Sunday.
Ah.
I'm not sure where that one is either. I think it's the West End Cultural or the West Side Cultural
Center. Yeah, West End Cultural Center. Ah, okay.
And then there's the actual award show where I think I'm doing one song with a country band, Doc Walker.
Oh, cool. What are you going to do with them?
Or is it a my surprise? Idea. It's not really set in stone yet because I still got to meet with those guys. But I got a brand new song called Bringing It Home, Mama.
Yeah. Well, good. We get to hear some new music from Ridley Bent this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to let you go, but I just got to say, I don't think there's another artist that I play on this show that consistently gets calls asking, what was that, whenever I play it.
Awesome.
You know, I think just a bit more exposure, and, you know, there's nothing going to stop you from breaking out in a big way. I just love the record, and, everybody that listens to this show certainly does, so...
Thanks a lot.
So thanks for the record, and we'll see you this weekend.
Definitely. See you then.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Jim Nolan had a hard man for an old man. They'd say he'd take on five men with his bare hands, but somehow he'd always come up against six. And Jimmy found him one morning beaten to death in a ditch. So he put his pop in the earth. On his way back to work, he stopped in Lincoln Park where a man talked about self-worth and got cracked in the back of the neck with a nightstick. Locked up for being a vagrant, which in America during the Depression was a word synonymous with communist. Now some men in the pen talked about this resistance, said fighting for yourself is useless, but fighting for a cause is bliss. Well, Jimmy listened. When free, he enlisted. He barely subsisted for months, but he persisted. He assisted Max, a veteran field agent, who saw in his new comrade a keen mind and a quiet strength.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. Well, you and I are on the next train down there. See if we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California. Just got their wages.
Them boys was pissed, picking apples for 16 cents a bucket instead of 26. Well, Max gave a little speech. Invested capital is an infection. It'll get into your heart and make you sick. Now you see these apples on these trees, they gotta be picked. And if you ain't happy with your day's pay, why stand for it? Stick together and fight. As free men, you got the right to strike.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there. If we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
Strike they did, and overnight the owners brought replacements. replacements in and in a fight with these black legs. Jimmy got shot, another man got shot dead. Well, nothing gets fire in a man's head quite like a little bloodshed. And so Orange County came to have a mob on their hands, led by a couple Reds. And the police set up a roadblock with orders not to let the mob through. But when a mob moves through guns and gas like an animal, then the mob rules. And they mowed down that barricade like it was nothing, like it wasn't even there. Knocked hell out of them black legs until the mob cooled down and the men got scared. There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down. If we can't stir things up, fruit pickers of Southern California just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there. Well, Jimmy was hurt bad, but he was a soldier, and he meant to put this strike over. He acted more like a general than a young man with a bullet in his shoulder. He said it made him stronger, more driven. It's on the edge near his death where a man has to clear his vision. And he knew the National Guard were no doubt on their way to save the day for capitalism. He also knew that victory lay in the men fighting now, not running away. But he needed blood to fire the men back up, cause he just didn't know what to say. And then a shotgun blast cut through the night, answering Jimmy's thoughts. And when Max turned him over, he saw that shot had blown Jimmy's face clean off. Being a party man, Max knew what he had to do, and it made him ill. And he put a lantern on the ground by Jimmy's face so you could see it well. And the men had gathered around and were quiet, so he didn't have to yell. And he said, this man wanted nothing for himself. He wanted nothing for himself. There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. Well, you and I are on the next train down there. See if we can stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California, just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
There he is, Mr. Ridley Bent, from his album Blam, and the, what was that, the 2005 Twang Trust Song of the Summer, Fruit Pickers. Yes, indeed, and Ridley in town this weekend for the big WCMAs, and if you'd like to go to that big award ceremony and see Ridley, give me a call right now, 774-6877, and you're going. Wow.
CKUW 95.9 FM presents the Western Canadian Music Awards Festival at the Times Changed High and the Lonesome Club. Thursday, October 19th, features Dan Mangan, Anne Vriend, The Pucks, and AA Sound System. Friday, October 20th, features Rami Mays, Jay Semko, Leroy Stagger, Corbin Murdoch, and the Nautical Miles. And on Saturday, October 21st, features Jen Lane, Kara Luft, Ox, and Nathan. One wristband will get you in for all three nights of the Western Canadian Music Awards Festival. Wristbands are $20 at Ticketmaster. The Western Canadian Music Awards Festival. Three nights, 75 acts, 11 venues, all for one great price. For more information, contact us at www.westerncanadianmusicawards.ca.
Yeah! a good look at newlywed. Ladies and gentlemen, let me hear say yeah for Mr. Sean D. Yeah. I said I want to hear you sing yeah. Well, good looking young man, the king of the Sixth Street. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is right now, Mr. Travis Good. Travis Good. Now, friends, it's star time. Right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to introduce you to a young man. Put the whole thing together, ladies and gentlemen. He told me, now hang on, before I come out here. He says, John Spencer, we're recording a live record. And so you got to tell all these beautiful people at these ties to keep it down. He says, you got to keep it quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a world of class engineer in the house this evening. And seriously, everybody's got to do just right. Now, friends, here he is right now. Let me hear this again for Mr. Dallas Good.
Oh! That ain't enough. Will you want more like a riding on a angel? Oh, you're that mystery I never saw. Yeah, you're everywhere. Yeah, you're everywhere. Yeah, you're everywhere. But you're just not there for me. For me. Go back, go. You're everywhere. Yeah, you're everywhere. Yeah, you're everywhere. But you're just not there for me. For me.
That's what it's kind of sounded like last night at the Pyramid Cabaret, the Sadies and Greg Keeler. Yes, indeed. That's an old blue rodeo chestnut there from Greg. But boy, hearing them old songs that you've come to know and love with Dallas Good on guitar, it's like hearing them for the first time all over again. Yes, indeed. Oh, it was a ton of fun last night. You know, I don't know. For some reason, I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal, you know? I mean, I was looking forward to it, but I think maybe it was because I knew there's no way it could possibly live up to the heavy trash show from last year that the Sadies were a big part of. And that was heavy trash at the top of that set with a little something called Back Off, both those songs from the Sadies In Concert Volume 1 album, by the way. But you know, last night, I don't know that this heavy trash was any better. That was an amazing show last night. And the people weren't out for it, though. I mean, some of us were there. I was there. Roxanne was there. And Ray and Nancy were there. But where were you? What were you doing? Were you at the Subhumans show? No, you're not that hip. I know. I don't know what the deal is. You know, and the Jim Cuddy show coming up at the Playhouse in a few weeks. Apparently that show is almost sold out. You know, and what does that place hold? Like 2,000 or something. And you can't even get 500 people to see Greg Keeler. No, I don't know. I don't know if you were listening to that other show there over on the right-hand side of the dial. But our old pal Jeff was whining a couple weeks back about how nobody listens to Blue Rodeo for Greg Keeler. It's all about Jim. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry. Rose-colored glasses, Diamond Mine, Lost Together, hasn't hit me yet. Are there any other Blue Rodeo songs? I don't think so. It's all Greg all the time, and I don't know. I don't know where everybody was last night, but it was an amazing show. And the super cool thing is that the Sadies and Greg, well, they're still in town, and what the heck? They're playing Times Change tonight just for fun. I don't know what it's going to cost to get in, and you probably have to be in line now to actually get in, but it might be worth your while to check it out. I think it will be. I don't know if Greg's actually going to be a part of it tonight or not. He never actually said. It was just the Sadies said that they were going to be playing tonight. And Greg never piped up and said whether he was going to show up. But what else is he going to do? He's in town. You know, what's he going to do? Go to a movie? No, he's going to go to Times Change. So you should too. And I should too. And I think I will. I think as soon as this show's over, I'm going to go over there. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And that's what you should do. And what the heck, Greg has this new album out. It's called Aphrodite Rose. And we're going to slow it down just a tad from that big raucous stuff we were just doing. But this is a gorgeous song. Boy, you know, I was talking to the record company Weasel. I mean, the record company Bigwig last night. And he was kind of whining about the fact that, boy, if these two solo records from Jim and Greg had been one Blue Rodeo album, it would have been their biggest record in a decade because they're both so good. And when you hear this song, you'll say, wow, that record company, Weasel, is right. Oh, that's not it. Here it is.
If you go, take your picture from the wall, 'cause I don't want to see a smiling face every day with you so far away. And every night I'd lie awake the words we both used to speak, but you'd be miles away. Where are you going? Why must you leave? trading all my tomorrows if you just would say you love me today. Love me today. To hide from the pain, where are you going? Why must you leave? Is that trading all my tomorrows if you just would say you love me today, love me today.
Hi, this is Basil Donovan from Blue Rodeo, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
The license and the registry. Oh, my go after this. Wake up, there's some things we gotta set right. 16 bottles and a wedding chunk ought to be a law against marrying drunk. Honey, we got married again last up the pieces, honey. See how far you can run. I'm circling around you like a wounded cat. Tears and the rage, I won't miss that. It ought to have been easy when we got together. Sign all the papers and on with forever. No real reason to drink a ton. Well, wake up, honey, see what we up. There's some things we gotta set right. 16 bottles and a wedding chunk ought to be a law against marrying drunk. Honey, we got married again last night. No tuxedos, no wedding cakes ought to be a law against marrying flakes. Honey,
hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool!
Seasons change. The snow she blows by, leaves fall to the ground. The moon is full, but the moon's eclipsed. Looks like that critter come unwound. Now what I think don't really matter. You gotta set your course. Grab a rope, slap off the dust, honey. You're getting back up on the horse. And the bone it breaks, but the bone it mends with little bit of time. Well, the heart cracks, the glue can't hide that ragged little line. Now I admit I won't be thinking about a sunny trail by the water. Explosion, getting back up on the horse. If I left here for a little while, would you welcome me back in?
dust, honey. You're getting back up on the horse.
Is that a Twang Trust first? I think that might be the first time. Oh, no, no, it's, I have played something else from this record. I was going to say it's the first time I've played Barney Bentall, but I have played something else from this album. It's a good album. It's called Gift Horse, brand new, from Mr. Bentall. And, yeah, that was a duet there with Greg Keeler. He shows up everywhere, doesn't he? The official Bad Penny of the Canadian roots scene. Back up on the horse. From the album Gift Horse, Barney Bentall. Yep, Barney's in town this weekend. Are you hep to it? He's part of that old Western Canadian Music Awards Festival thing. Barney's playing. Oh, he's playing the big casino gig on Saturday night, along with our pal Leroy Stagger, who we're going to hear some brand new music from a little later in the show. And who knows? If we're lucky, we might even talk to him. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah, Barney's in town Saturday night at McPhillips Street Station. They're doing a thing there. And yeah, we're going to tell you about all sorts of other shows happening very soon. Before Barney, we heard Jim Cuddy. That's a song that's on his brand new album, but we didn't hear it from the brand new album. No, that was the special acoustic iTunes session version. Ooh. You can buy that for a buck if you want. And, of course, a duet there with our old pal Kathleen Edwards. Mm-hmm. Greg Keeler before that from his brand new solo outing, Aphrodite Rose, it's called. We heard a little ditty called If You Go, which is just a gorgeous thing. I heard that last night for the first time. I hadn't heard the record totally before going to the show, and I heard that song last night. I thought, wow, this is a great song. What is this song? Is it? I thought I'd heard it before. I thought it was a cover or something. I didn't know what it was. Maybe it was an old Blue Rodeo song. I couldn't place it. And what do you know? It's off the new record. So there you go. So a couple of classics on there for sure. Ah, yes. And Greg Keeler, you might see him at Times Change Tonight, hanging out with the Sadies. The Sadies playing Times Change Tonight, if you hadn't heard. Get on down there, like soon, if you want to get in. How many people does that place hold? It's like 70 or 80 or something. It's not much. It's not much. So you want to get there early. Soon, like, if you want to get in. Yes, indeed. You know who else is coming to this WCMAs? Is Barney Bentall's kid. Can you believe it? Barney Bentall has a son who's of recording artist age. Doesn't that make you feel 417 years old? It does me, boy. But it's true. Dustin Bentall has a record out. It's called Streets with No Lights. And we're going to hear a song from it, too. It's pretty darn happening. And he's playing, let me see. He's playing, actually, he's not part of the official WCMAs. There's lots of bands who should be playing that aren't. So a group of them are playing at the King's Head tomorrow night. It's UMFM and Killbeat Podcast Productions presents a sort of a WCMA preview or whatever you want to call it. Anyways, the not-so-WCMAs happening tomorrow night at the King's Head Pub with Jonathan Ink, our old pals Radiogram, Adrian Sala, our old pal Adrian Sala, and our soon-to-be pal Dustin Bentall, and the Western States. Yeah, they're all playing the King's Head tomorrow. Starting at 9:30. So you want to go there, see that. Dustin Bentall is going to be on 11:45. So, yeah, and Radiogram, it'll be nice to see them. They're on at 10:15. That's tomorrow at the King's Head. And we're going to hear Dustin Bentall right away. But first, we played something from that Jim Cuddy album just a minute ago. Or, well, actually, the iTunes session. You can hear the electric version on the album. But anyways, he's playing at the old Playhouse Theater on Friday, November 3rd. Tickets are going fast, I hear. That's what I hear. But you know what? We got a pair of tickets to give away now to whoever calls 774-6877. Here's Dustin.
Once I was high, now I'm grounded. Then I felt real good, but now I feel wounded. Something in your eyes tells me the time has come. Here comes the end of the fun. I know when tonight I can see the sun. Crash hard from this one. Once I did some time in Chateau Deep prison. There I had a best friend whose name was Eleven. They let him out in 43 and me in 7. Told me one time he'd let me into heaven when I'm done. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I can't run from all that has been said and done. On my back, tell me, could it be the Night's Reaper? I look back in time to see him reaching for his gun, dressed in red and black. She told me all that I lacked. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but it felt good just to have her near. She said it's being alone that I fear. Yes, I know. Please don't you tell anyone. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I can't run from all that has been said and done.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Well, Jazz Winnipeg and CKUW are proud to present tonight at the Pyramid Cabaret, The Cat Empire, back in Winnipeg for one night only. Special guest Haley Sales. You can get your tickets. Well, you can get the tickets at the door. It's tonight, the Cat Empire, a Jazz Winnipeg CKW presentation. Let's see. Oh, here's a movie. It's on right now. You've missed it. Never mind. Hey, we got to tell you about all this stuff. Oh, well, hey, before we forget again, once again, if you haven't heard, the Sadies playing Times Change tonight. Believe it or not, it's true. Go now. You might still get in. But if you don't, well, don't worry. There's plenty to do this weekend. The Western Canadian Music Awards are taking place this Sunday, and there's a whole big, long festival to go along with them. Thursday through Sunday, live music all over the place. All sorts of fabulous acts going to be playing all over the place. CKUW presenting the big Times Changed portion of this festival this year. Tomorrow night, Dan Mangan, Ann Vreend, The Pucks, and AA Sound System. Friday, it's Rami Mays, Jay Semko, Leroy Stagger, Corbin Murdoch, and the Nautical Miles. And Saturday, it's Jen Lane, Kara Left, Ox, and Nathan. All that happening at Times Changed this weekend as part of the whole WCMA Festival. Other notable things going on. There is, Friday night at the West End Cultural Center, our old pal Ridley Bent, who we were talking with just a little while ago. He's going to be there 10 p.m. at the West End Cultural Center Friday, along with the Telepathic Butterflies and a couple other acts. And, of course, the big Transistor 66 showcase happening Friday night at the Royal Albert. That's going to be a amazing night. Scott Nolan, the Hot Live Guys, the Fabulous Kildonans, American Flame Whip, and Agriculture Club. That's Friday night at the Royal Albert. Saturday night, besides Ox and Nathan at Times Changed, you can go to the big casino, McPhillip Street Station, to see Leroy Stagger and Barney Benthall and others. But that's what you want to be there for. 8 o'clock is when Leroy goes on. Kind of early. 8 o'clock. So you can go see Leroy. Maybe stick around for Barney at 9 and then head over to Times Change. That's the plan. That's what all the cool kids are doing. Thursday, October 26th. Nathan. They have a brand new EP out. It's called Casserole. And they are doing the big launch for that at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. That's next Thursday. A week from tomorrow. And at that show, $10 gets you into the door and a copy of the EP. How about that? Damon Mitchell is going to be opening up for that show, a solo, at 9:30. And Nathan's on at 11 o'clock. That's Thursday, October 26th. Friday, November 3rd, Jim Cuddy at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. Doug's going, are you? Justin Rutledge is opening up that show. And if you're not Doug and you wanted to win a pair of Jim Cuddy tickets, fear not. Fear not. The next two editions of the Twang Trust will be giving away another pair. So there. Be here next week for your chance to win. Mm-hmm. And Monday, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark play the Centennial Concert Hall. Yes, it's 5 months away, but you can still get excited. It's an amazing bill. Get your tickets now. They are on sale. Is that it? Oh, we didn't tell you about the tomorrow night show again. We'll now tell you about tomorrow night at the King's Head Pub. UMFM and Killbeat Podcast presents a WCMA un-showcase. I don't know. It's not officially part of the thing, but it's happening. And they're all great acts playing there. Tomorrow night at the King's Head, you can see Jonathan Ink, Radiogram, Adrian Sala, Dustin Benthall, and the Western States. What fun. It's going to be a busy week and weekend. Oh, there. I had to go away and cough. You didn't get to hear me cough because I'm a professional. I was able to turn the microphone off, cough, turn it back on, and you didn't know any of it. You're none the wiser. Dope. Anyways, yeah, if you'd like your event placed here, well, place it. I ain't going to stop you.